We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined on the line by Dr. Igor Puzinov. He is the director of the Early Phase Clinical Trials Program at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Dr. Puzinov, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Currently, there's no FDA-approved medicines or drugs to treat COVID-19 patients, but the search is on for something to help. What can you tell us about how Roswell Park is playing a role in that search for something to help treat these patients?
So good morning, and good morning to your listeners. I would like to correct you, actually, in a good way. There is one FDA-approved drug, and that's hydroxychloroquine, plaquenil, an old anti-malarial which has been repurposed to hopefully help patients with the early stages of the disease. So typically, plaquenil can help patients who just got infected, just got the cough and fever. And when used early, possibly with antibiotic or azithromycin, it may actually help those patients. However, we know that a good percentage of patients will progress into later stages and may require support with oxygen or even require to go on a ventilator, which is scary. And there is a shortage. At Roswell, we have a longstanding collaboration with the University at Buffalo, of course. And Dr. Gene Morse, who is their worldwide expert on HIV viruses, is member of the Global Virus Network. So we collaborate for a long time on developing drugs for cancer. But now with COVID on the horizon, we started collaborating very intensively with the group. And through my contacts in Italy, where the crisis is much more intense, found out that some strategies which are used in patients with rheumatologic diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus may actually be helpful in COVID infection, especially to help them breathe better and avoid being on ventilator. This is a very rapid development. We are talking days, single digit weeks. And as soon as this group was contacted by company Regeneron with drug called sarilumab, we jumped on opportunity and within 48 hours opened trial for these patients with severe COVID at Roswell. And as we speak, we are opening at Buffalo General, ECMC, and Millard Fillmore. If not today, then hopefully by tomorrow.
Who would be a candidate for trying these treatments? I'm guessing it's not just anybody who would test positive.
No, you have to test positive for sure, but you have to be on oxygen. There are three categories of those patients. Severe, you are on oxygen already. Extremely severe, you are on ventilator. And critical, not only you are on ventilator, but you have organs which are failing. Those are the three categories. The study is opened U.S.-wide, and it's enrolling very quickly, total 400 patients. We expect the timeline to be a week. But most importantly for our patients in Buffalo and Western New York, being part of this trial enables us to then obtain the drug on a compassionate and open-label basis for the patients in need while awaiting the results of the study. And just to assure your listeners, this is not one of those studies where you hear that it will take 5 years. No, this is really day by day. And the outcome is avoiding ventilator, which is a pretty quick outcome. So I expect that once the study is enrolled, the final data should be ready in a couple of weeks. And in single-digit months, you know, we should have FDA approval. If positive, you know, it is a study. So one cannot say this is a treatment or cure until you actually have a proof. But the proof is coming in real time.
Have you been able to give this drug to many people here locally yet? Are you able to tell us anything about how this is looking so far?
So locally, we just started yesterday. And just to tell your listeners, we got the protocol. So we were able to start on this last Sunday. So we are talking a process which usually takes 3 to 6 months to just open a study being compressed into 3 days. This is actually unprecedented. But worldwide, the drug, which is similar to tocilizumab, was tested in China as well as in Italy. And it looks like that out of the small groups of patients, you know, where the data is available, 20 patients in China, 30 patients in Italy, good 80% avoided ventilator or improved and death of ventilator quickly within day or two. So there is a promise. This is not a cure for COVID, but this is something which may avoid that desperate need for ventilators. And if that does that job, then that would be awesome. But we have to work very, very quickly, very diligently, and with high quality in mind, because obviously if the job is done poorly, then FDA would not have good data to make the decision. So we are really working at a high gear on this.
Right. How do doctors think of these types of treatments in the first place? Is it a matter of just kind of throwing things at a wall and seeing what sticks with critical patients and trying different drugs? Do they have an idea of, okay, this drug affects, you know, this thing in the body, so maybe it might work in this scenario? How do we even come up with the idea to use this in the first place?
So there is a multi-level effort going around the world, and it's all connected. Different networks, you know, are being connected, you know, at this time. I'll give you an example. The Global Virus Network, you know, where UB plays, you know, big role, and Dr. Morse, you know, specifically. This is a network going on all four continents. You know, it's in Asia, it's in Europe, it's in Australia, in the U.S., America, and we have calls like every 2 weeks in the morning. Everybody is on, and these are basic researchers looking at how the virus gets into the body, what makes it tick. And you know, the other group, actually, you know, which is parallel, already found out what type of proteins, you know, how the virus gets into the body and how it hijacks, you know, some of the cellular proteins, and what may actually exist already, what kind of drugs exist already, which may disrupt that, you know. So there is that effort, you know. Then there is an effort to use the drugs which already are marketed and which can have similar effects on similar type of viruses, like remdesivir people talk about, like the topiravir, a drug for a flu, you know, from Japan, which seems to have some effects early. And, you know, you need to intervene very quickly. You really don't have time to wait for a new drug to be developed from scratch, although there are efforts, too, for the future. We need to deal with the problem at hand now. We need to develop vaccine for next year, and then we need to prepare for, you know, whatever comes in the future to be actually better prepared, you know, in the future. So there are multi-layers, and it's all going on at the same time. This particular trial is addressing the need at hand right now for the most severe patients, but there are multiple other efforts ongoing, and I hope that more and more will be actually coming to Buffalo and Western New York through the collaboration between Roswell Park, UB, and other entities in the town.
Obviously, everyone here is hoping for the best, too. Doctor, thank you so much. That's Dr. Igor Puzinov, the director of the Early Phase Clinical Trials Program at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. They have been working with UB, given the green light to see if this anti-inflammatory drug can help critical COVID-19 patients.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.